Well, yeah, you know, this Ravens team is obviously playing very well. They're a good football team, strong in all three areas of the game. They have a good specialist, a good return game, good kicker, good punter. Really solid there. You know, defensively, I think they've really improved a little bit each week, and you know, played particularly well in the last few weeks. And offensively, it's an explosive quarterback, good running backs. Tight ends are good, to his back. Receivers are big. They're good. So, solid football team that's playing really well. I spend most of the time watching their more recent games. Some backs early, but they laid very impressive. A big challenge for us this week down there.
Good afternoon, Bill. After last night's game, where Justin Tucker was certainly impressive, it showed the value of a strong kicker. I'm curious what you've noticed from their style of play in terms of maybe how they play reflects the fact they have a kicker who's almost like a weapon for them.
Well, I mean, I think it extends their, you know, their range a little bit. I think they've always been, you know, a team that's wants the points and has a lot of confidence in their defense. They're not going to give up anything. So, you know, the kind of run the ball there at the end of the game to protect the field goal was, you know, something they've done in the past. They did that against us in the AFC Championship game a couple of years ago. Better on a trap of the ball spotting out of field goal range, and they went for it on fourth down. So I think that's a style of play that they have, and strategy that they've used, you know, in the past quite a bit. If that's kind of what you're referring to there.
Yeah, I was also curious, just because I know how much you focus on situations, just what your thoughts were on that situation at the end of or toward the end of last night's game, within the final minute, where it looked like for a minute maybe they're going for it on fourth down, or maybe they weren't all along, and then he, you know, calls on the kicker just to kill some time. That's a long field goal. I mean, just I'm curious how you viewed that situation. And
I saw Coach Harbaugh's comments after the game. He said that, you know, when they got to the, whatever it was, 45-yard line,
yeah,
that they talked to Tucker, and Tucker told on third down, they got a couple more yards, so 61. It was good by 2 yards. That was about it. You know, right around that range, so got to be 2 yards.
Piggybacking on Mike and staying on Justin Tucker, is there, when you've got a really good place kicker that you're going up against, is there anything you can do to minimize that player's impact, or are you sort of at the mercy of distance, and they're going to trot him out, and if he makes it, he makes it. If he doesn't, he doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, once they get into range, I don't know if there's too much you can do. If they put a ball in there, the dead end of the air in it or something. Pick it from, you know, midfield. So, yeah, I mean, obviously you just got to be aware of, and we are every week, we always talk about field goal range for the kickers. You know, how that varies from player to player, and the condition of the game also actually affect that. But I think that's just something that you generally have to be aware of, with, you know, what's your field goal range, what's their field goal range, and then where's potential four-down territory, so forth. So they, you know, obviously a little bit extended this week, their kicker, but it's the same discussion every week. It's just identifying the
Bill, based on Baltimore being an outdoor stadium, would you anticipate being outside this week?
I would.
I saw a note this morning, I think, that both teams, you and Baltimore, have played in a lot of close games. I think you're maybe 6-1 in games decided by 3 or 4 points or less, and I think they've played in 9 games. If there's a pattern of playing in close games, what maybe separates a team from winning their share of close games and not winning their share of close games? Are there similarities or traits that a team has to have to do well in close contests?
Make the plays in critical situations. They need to make them. what it comes down to. That's what this league is. You play for 57, 58, 59 minutes, and the game's still not decided, and it hinges on, you know, the plays from there on out. One play could be, series could be, kick, a return, a fumble punt, a pass, a reception, a sack, a short yardage goal line play, a stop. I mean, it could be, you know, any one of a million situations, and being able to execute those plays in those critical situations determine the result of the game. So, being able to do those things as a team, along with some other things, substitution, clock management, all those kind of things as well, but and out of bounds, staying in bounds, make a decision. But in the end, it comes down to execution. Those critical situations, absolutely a difference.
You guys are obviously familiar with each other, these two teams. They don't have big names like Ray Lewis and Ed Reed there anymore, but obviously the success has stayed the same for them. Do you see what do you see that stands out to you as maybe being different without those guys there?
Well, they've got, you know, quite a few new players on their team in the starting lineup. You know, some young players, some guys that they've, you know, guys like ahead of those that, you know, stepped in for Pollard. She did some of that last year. Obviously, some new players on the offensive line. So, you know, I think over the course of the season, you can definitely see the improvement in the growth of their team, both individually with some of the younger players and collectively with the way they operate, the communication, the coordination. Not the overall execution. So, that's what I've noticed about the team. They needed to get better, and they've worked new people in there, and then those people are now working together, functioning very well. And it, whatever it be, offense, defense, or special teams, they're playing good football.
Yeah, I'm just interested, you know, in Darryl Smith just being a guy that played on one team all throughout his career, and then makes this transition to a new team, and really it looks to me like a much different scheme than he had played in. What have you noticed from him in terms of making that transition to, you know, a new team, new scheme?
I think he's done a real good job. I think Darryl's, you can see on film, he definitely is a communicator on defense, you know, like Lewis was, but him making adjustments and checks, on moving the front over and getting them lined up and those kind of things. So it looks like he's got you know, good command of what they're doing. And productive in the passing game, got his hands on several balls, got 3 or 4 interceptions, whatever it is. But, you know, he's around the ball in the passing game. An active guy that reads plays well. He's a real productive season. So he's adapted, obviously, well. He gives that team from that position, which, I mean, the middle linebacker has to do that, too. It looks like he gives them a good level of cohesiveness, communication, and working with Bettaboni and the two safeties. Adjustments, they have to make some information, situations in the game and all that.
For so many years, Lewis and Reed were sort of the face of that franchise, and they really probably symbolized the defensive identity of their team. How would you kind of describe the team's identity now without those guys there? Is it still sort of defensive strong or first, or have they switched a bit?
You know, all the way around. You know, those guys were really good players. You know, a few years ago, I would say, you know, more recently, I would say last year, they both missed time. I don't think they were the best players. They were obviously good players. They had great leadership. That was certainly a personality that they could back on the team. So, but their best players, a lot of their best players, but still their best players, sure. A lot of dogs. About the guys I've met pretty good, and they still are pretty good. And they're a bunch of at the Yale last year, but the great guys started played in those games. Every game. Excellent. And then a lot of other people around, a lot of other good players. But then it still are making a lot of plays for them. But, you know, definitely the addition of a guy like the Verville, that, you know, the place of the edge rushers that they've had there for Jared Johnson. Here's Beth, Brenton, you know, good. You know, another good player to play opposite. So, I'm sure. That's been a good job for them there, too. But I'd say that add Doomerville to that group that they've had, that